Sedano Show with you here on 710 ESPN, presented by Progressive Insurance. Quoting home insurance just got easier with Progressive's Home Quote Explorer. Quote and buy all online at progressive.com. It is time for Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. The manager of your Los Angeles Dodgers, Dave Roberts, joins us here. Dave, thank you so much for taking the time. How does it feel to know baseball is going to be back?
Oh, man, it feels great, Jorge. I'm excited. I think it's good that the players and agreed or worked something out with the Major League Baseball. So for baseball to be back, I think it's good for the players, coaches, and most importantly, the fans.
Dave, what do you think the biggest challenge of playing during COVID will be for you guys?
I think the biggest challenge is going to be the implementation of protocols that none of us have ever been used to. And understanding that, you know, the social distancing and, you know, just kind of the routines, you know, the lack of people in the clubhouse and the liberties that people have had throughout their entire careers is going to be completely different. So I think that, you know, you look at the spectrum of guys. Some guys are, let's play ball and it's all good. I'll stay safe. And the other guys are really cautious and really nervous. And so kind of managing those kind of that on that continuum of mindsets to then get ready to play Major League Baseball is probably going to be the biggest challenge, though.
You mentioned that all these rules within the clubhouse and dugout and whatnot, you know, no spitting, no sunflower seeds, right? Like all these things that you guys are used to and your players are used to, which is going to be the hardest to enforce, Dave?
You know what? It's interesting. Yeah, I just heard there's no seeds. I think the coaches have to wear a mask. So for me personally, that claustrophobia is going to affect me wearing a mask over my face for 3 hours. But I think, you know, the spitting is a lot of times is involuntary. You're kind of doing this not knowing, and it's kind of a way to kind of combat nerves. But it's all going to be an adjustment. And not seeing fans in the ballpark where it gets kind of, you know, echoing in Dodger Stadium. You know, I always make jokes about our guys going to still have their walk-up music because there's going to be no fans that are on their feet to watch Justin Turner or Cody Bellinger come taking at bat. So, you know, not having guys below, you know, in between innings, there's a lot of things that are, you know, behind the curtain that fans really can't appreciate that guys are used to doing. But again, I think that the teams, the players that can adjust the quickest will perform the best.
Do you remember your own walk-up music? Sorry for the tangent here, but do you remember like some of the music you used to use?
So I do remember a little bit. I went kind of like, I'm a little bit older, obviously, so I went like Run DMC, a little like early on Kanye West, because even when I first started, there was no walk-up music. So I was more in the Run DMC Kanye mode back then.
Okay. I like it. That's eclectic
right
there.
Right now, if it was now, I'm all about Drake. How about that?
Okay, there you go. Dave Roberts, skipper of your Dodgers with us here. Big Drake fan. Look, you played in both leagues, Dave. So what do you make of the universal DH rule now?
I think that for me in a vacuum, I like the National League style of baseball. But I think for this year in particular, having the DH where the pitchers don't have that normal ramp up and spring training. And what happens with pitching is, you know, you got to get their arms ready. And then the swinging potentially could affect the oblique or the rib cage if you're not, you know, really prepared. So I think that to not have pitchers hit, I think is the way to go. I also think for our club in particular, to have another place in the order for a hitter to play and to take at bats, I think is great for us. And it kind of allows for us to move guys around, get guys off their feet in a particular night to still take the at bats.
Yeah, there's no question. I mean, you guys, if any team in the National League is suited for this, it's your squad. Does it change your approach strategically in any way or no?
No, I don't think so. It still comes down to pitching and defense. And I think the thing I love about our guys is we can really pitch. We can defend. And you mentioned the DH. And none of our guys are that prototypical DH because we play both sides of the baseball. I think that, you know, one side of it, I guess, as far as strategy is appreciating the fact that we're only playing 60 games. So you want to get off to a good start. and, you know, not like every game you're going to manage like a postseason game, but understanding that, you know, one game is the equivalent of almost three games, you know. So it's going to be all the same for every team. But I think that we also have to look at where guys are at when we break camp. And guys, I mean the starting pitchers. Because typically with the six-week buildup, we have guys that are built up to six innings, 90, 100 pitches. And I just can't answer that right now. I'd like to say guys are ready to go, but we haven't put eyes on them in 3 months. So that's the hope, but we'll see.
Dave Roberts, manager of the Dodgers, joining us here on the Sedano Show on 710 ESPN. You mentioned the 60 games, Dave. So what do you make of the legitimacy of a 60-game regular season?
Well, you know, it's a level playing field. We all have to go through it. It's 60 games. It's truncated. I really believe this is that I understand people in baseball understand that it's not a full 162 regular season, full sample size. We all get it. But I think that us having Major League Baseball this year for the players, fans, is a win. And I think that there's always going to be skeptics, but I think that we need to all enjoy this opportunity to have baseball back, to be in everyone's homes, to watch Dodger baseball, and to ultimately have a champion. So I think appreciating that under these circumstances, this is the best we can do, and let's enjoy the ride.
Dave, you mentioned your rotation and handling your pitching staff. I guess, you know, because of the truncated season, is there something maybe with the bullpen or rotation that you may consider doing differently that you guys have considered based on the amount of innings and the amount of players that will be available to you? Like, is there any difference in that approach on handling that particular part of the staff?
Well, I think to work backward, and I'll say backward and referencing the bullpen, I think the thing, the goal would be to get out of camp with as many guys out of the pen that can go multiple innings, because that will obviously cover you with some starters, but we also have the flexibility of having additional guys on our roster. So we're going to start the season with 30. So that certainly is going to be a couple, two, three extra arms, which will help that. But if you have guys that can go one plus, certainly it makes my job easier. And again, I just don't know, you know, whether it's Clayton, Walker, Julio, David, where these guys are, Alex Wood, Ross Stripling on the buildup. So, you know, one guy could be potentially built up for four. One guy could be built up to six innings. So I think right now everything is and should be on the table, you know, as far as managing a staff.
So we had Kenley on a couple of days ago, and we talked to him about the runner on second base, the inherited runner to start extra innings. He was clearly not a big fan of that. Where are you on that?
Yeah, I think, you know, I like it. I really do. I think that especially it's not going to be run through the postseason, but I think that to guard against over usage of arms with the extra innings, and having to play 60 games in 66 days and to give us a better opportunity to end a game, you know, with that runner on second base to start the extra innings, I think is a good thing. And so, yeah, every player, every person is going to have their own opinions, and I understand it. But, you know, Kenley, if in a tie game situation, he wouldn't be pitching in that extra inning game situation. He'd have already been done. So he doesn't have to worry about it.
Yeah, he was just like, hey, man, us pitchers are getting the short end of the stick here. Like, who gets the, you know, we're going to end up getting a run tacked on potentially, you know, like he was just defending his guys.
I get it.
Yeah.
I don't think that it's going to be charged to, I don't see how they can, you know, it might be a team earned run, you know.
Gotcha. Speaking of second base, what are your expectations for young Gavin Lux this season?
Yeah, you know, Gavin's had a really extended off season, second off season. I don't know what to call it, but he was in L.A. For the initial off season. Then we started spring training, went back to Wisconsin, and he's continued to get strong and work out. And just for me, the last year to watch his confidence grow has been fun, and him just mature as a big league ball player. But right now, honestly, we're going to have 15, you know, 15 position players. We have a lot of guys that we can move around the diamond. So Gavin certainly is going to be on the roster, and, you know, we'll see how he performs. But we have a lot of good options for second base as well as all over the diamond.
Since you mentioned all those options, what are the protocols for you guys if you have a positive test in season or maybe a rash of positive tests in season?
Well, let's hope and pray we don't have a rash. But so I think as I understand it right now, we're going to have 60 guys essentially on our roster that we could pull from. And, you know, 35 to 40 guys will work out at spring training 2.0 at Dodger Stadium. And the second site is going to be, you know, call it 20 players with coaches as well. On top of that, you know, at a secondary site in Los Angeles that we could potentially taxi to and from Dodge Stadium to that second site. And then once the season has started, we cut it to 30 for the active roster for 2 weeks. Then it'll go to 29, and then it'll go, or 28, then it goes down after a month to the ultimate 26. And then for the season, we are allowed to carry or taxi three extra players, one being a catcher. So then the two extra players, essentially, if somebody does test positive, they'll have to be quarantined, but then we'll have that opportunity to pull from one of those three guys. And then if we need to, depending on severity or numbers, we can pull from those other guys.
Gotcha. Dave Roberts, manager of the Dodgers, with us here on the Sedano Show on 710 ESPN. Dave, how does a short season plus the possibility, I know that this hasn't been agreed to yet, but the possibility of an expanded playoffs hurt the advantage that you guys have going into this season, because there's more variance in a situation like that?
Yeah, you know, that's you can't debate the fact that with the less sample, the less games played, there's more variance. And I think that that's great for baseball and the fans and every team that's starting the season 20. I really don't think it affects us. I think that the depth that we have that we talk about that helps over 162, I think plays just as important in a 60-game season. I really do. You know, being able to move guys around, you're still playing 60 games in 66 days. And to guard against somebody infected, you know, gets test positive or an injury, we can kind of plug some holes. But it does add, you know, brings other teams involved. And as far as the playoffs format, yeah, they're still trying to negotiate that. For me, I like the extended playoff situation. It brings more teams into the mix, and I think it'd be great for baseball.
One more, and then we're going to have some fun with you, as we always like to do. Knowing what we know now and how vocal your team has been about this subject, what will it be like to potentially face the Astros this season?
Well, you know what? I think that I got no problem. I'm looking forward to playing them. It's a really good club, and obviously all that came out this past winter. It seems like, you know, years ago since we were kind of going through that. I think our players are looking forward to it, but I think really that can't distract us from trying to win a baseball game when we see these guys. So I do think that because of, or lack thereof, fans, is certainly going to change that kind of environment. But again, I'm trying to focus on 20 and play these guys as the 2020 Astros and try to win a series.
Yep, I hear you. All right, let's have some fun with you. So here's a suggestion. We'd always like to give you some suggestions. Because of the current scenario, my producer, Greg Bergman, he's a huge Dodger fan, and he suggested that the Dodgers host kind of like a drive-in movie night where, in essence, the big screen will show the game being played at Dodger Stadium, and fans can go out there, and instead of cheering, they can honk their horns when a good thing happens in real time. What do you make of that? Because you could socially distance that way. People are in their cars or whatnot. What do you make of that idea?
I think that's fantastic. I love it. I say get three or four big screens, like driving things all around the ballpark so everyone can see. I think that's fantastic. I mean, to get 30,000 people in cars, old school driving, I'm all about it. That's great. Love it, Greg.
Yeah, that's a great idea. I love it. All right, so so the guys on the morning show, Keyshawn and company, wanted me to ask you a couple of questions. They want to know how much wine you've gone through during the pandemic.
So I know he loves his wine. So I'll tell you right now, I think I've drank into my profits for Red Stitch. So this pandemic hasn't been good on the business side. But as far as drinking good wine, I've done plenty of that. But I'm supposed to be selling the wine, not drinking it. So I would say just short of a bottle a day. Is that bad?
No, that's fine. Listen, I think that that's certainly suitable during these times. I have one more key question that he wanted me to ask you, and then I've got a couple more here. He wanted to know if you've listened to Bob Marley recently.
So I listened to Bob about a week ago, laying in the backyard. Bob, for me, is like get up in the morning. Bob's either mid-morning, cup of coffee out in the backyard by the pool, or sundown. And so it was about a week ago, so I'm about due to go with my Bob Marley genre, my Spotify Bob Marley.
Okay, great. Now, last time you were on with us about, you know, 6-7 weeks ago, you talked to us about you and the family watching Lifetime movies, and a ton of them. So have you watched more Lifetime movies than players on your roster? Yes or no?
Okay, up until about 2 weeks ago, the answer would have been yes. So, yeah, the Lifetime, the Hallmarks, we're all about it. And these murder mysteries, it's great. But the last couple weeks I've been bearing down on baseball, so getting my mind back to that. So I haven't been doing that, but I've watched a lot of these documentaries, which is, there's been a lot of good ones. But
yeah,
the Lifetime Hallmarks has gone to the back burner.
Now, when you were on with us almost 2 months ago, you mentioned you started watching Tiger King, and there was mixed results in the family, in the Roberts family, about Tiger King. Did you finish watching Tiger King?
We were out on Tiger King. The women won out, and so no Tiger King. We were one episode in, listened to all the momentum that it had, but the Roberts family, big thumbs down.
Okay, fair enough. And last, before we let you go, this has been a rabid debate here on the show this week. Who has the best fast food fries, Dave Roberts?
The best fast food fries, I'm going to go. This could be up for debate, but I'll tell you this. For me, McDonald's.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love McDonald's. My wife or my kids will probably say In-N-Out, which I like an In-N-Out. It's more, quote unquote, healthy, but old school Mickey D's fries, are you kidding me?
I'm telling you, I don't know if it's the extra salt they put in it, but whatever it is, it's just delicious. It's great stuff. Just like you, Dave, it's always great that you take the time to join us, answer all our questions, including the goofy ones. Stay healthy, stay safe, best of luck, and hopefully we'll talk soon, okay?
I look forward to it. Take it easy.
All right, man, take care. There he is, Dave Roberts, the manager of your Los Angeles Dodgers.